The Thanksgiving travel crush is on.
People everywhere bumping into you, stepping on you.
Some reassurance for pregnant women.
Moderate consumption of caffeine is unlikely to be associated with the risk of a miscarriage.
A turkey named Harry is spared the cleaver.
Harry, you got your pardon. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. By train, plane, and automobile, this is a getaway day for millions of Americans rushing off to be with loved ones for Thanksgiving. It's one of the busiest travel days of the year, but the system seems to be coping. Rob Milford of station KRLD reports from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
It's the rite of passage at Thanksgiving, flying home to dad and mom, friends and family. But is getting there half the fun?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. I came out of San Antonio, easy parking, no problem with a flight. I've been pleasantly surprised. Travel's been easy.
And Chris Chimes is with American Airlines.
By the end of the day, we're probably going to operate over 800 flights and probably move close to 100,000 people through the airport.
Right now, there are no delays. Rob Milford, CBS News at DFW Airport.
It's a similar situation at other major airports. Railroad stations have been busy places today. John Wolf is an Amtrak spokesman.
Today, our ridership will essentially double from a normal Wednesday, and during the week, our ridership will go up about 30%. So we'll end up serving about 500,000 people this week.
AAA estimates 28 million Americans will drive 100 miles or more over the holiday. Some travelers rushing through airports might see demonstrations by off-duty U.S. Airways flight attendants. They're pressing for a new contract. If bargaining fails, a strike is possible before the new year. Now this.
Magnitude 1 light bike for $7.99.
Why is this guy talking so fast? Because this commercial is for the holiday online sale going on tomorrow at ToysRUs.com. You see, instead of mentioning a few deals, they wanted them all. Hear that? Save $20 on a Nintendo Black and White Game Boy. Now only $29.99. There's a good one. Save 50% on a Hasbro Easy Bake Oven and Snack Center. Just $9.99. Offers good tomorrow only or while supplies last. You done?
Not yet.
Fisher Price. For more deals you can actually understand, go online to ToysRUs.com. Just point, click, play.
Thanksgiving, right after the game, Texas Stadium is gonna rock.
We gonna rock.
CBS presents Entertainer of the Year, Shania Twain, in an all-new concert special. Thanksgiving rocks with Shania Twain. Come on over.
I am home and I had a hard day.
The November concert series.
We're gonna rock.
Followed by Reba McEntire in a world premiere movie, The Secret of Kindle. CBS Thursday.
CBS News correspondent David Dow reports there was almost an airline disaster in Southern California the other day.
Federal officials confirm a near miss at Los Angeles International Airport Monday night involving an Aeromexico jetliner that had just landed and a United Airlines 757 taking off. The FAA's Mitch Barker says the taxiing Aeromexico MD-80 had been ordered to stop as it approached the runway.
The controller observed the Aeromexico flight moving too fast and repeated her instructions, but the Aeromexico flight continued, crossed the runway, and the United Airlines flight flew over the top of the Aeromexico aircraft.
Missing it by as little as 60 feet, according to published reports, as the United pilot alertly lifted off early. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
An Egyptian official is offering an alternative theory in the crash of Egypt Air Flight 990. Dale Gavlak reports from Cairo.
Journalist Sam Ahmed said the tail of the plane was subjected to an internal or external explosion at the height of 33,000 feet. He said the proof of this was the severe damage to black box cases normally housed in the tail. Ahmed is responsible for the ministry's flight training program, but once headed its plane accidents committee. Egyptian transportation officials have resisted the U.S. theory that human error suicide downed the plane. The state-run press said that high economic stakes were motivating the U.S. and Boeing to influence the outcome of the crash. Dale Gavlak for CBS News, Cairo.
According to the latest findings, a pregnant woman can drink a couple of cups of coffee a day without risking a miscarriage. Dr. Mark Klebanoff is co-author of the study.
It suggests that the levels of caffeine consumption that most pregnant women are consuming, that it's not likely to impact whether they have a miscarriage or not.
A person suffering kidney failure stands a better chance of getting it on a transplant waiting list and surviving at a not-for-profit hospital. Researchers at Johns Hopkins Medical School say understaffing is a major problem, but they also speculate that for-profit hospitals have a financial interest in keeping patients on dialysis. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hello?
Ed, it's Tom from Pip Printing. How was your flight?
Great.
Everything should be there for your presentation, your catalogs, overheads, color handouts. We even started a newsletter for you.
Wow, thanks.
Now on your nightstand should be your protein shake.
Mmm, guava ginseng.
Ooh, and that should be your presentation coach.
Hi, Ed. Imagine everyone in your audience is in his underwear.
Boxers or briefs?
Thongs.
Yeesh.
Okay, it's a bit of an exaggeration, but at Pip Printing, we always do our best. For everything from copies to full-color printing, rely on Pip Printing. The right printer, the right people.
Hey, Joe, do you know a great travel website to get weekly fare specials?
Delta-Air.com.
You're the best.
I know.
Joe, where can I go to view all of my existing reservations?
Delta-Air.com.
Thanks, man.
Bingo.
Hey, Joe, who will send me email confirmation of all my ticket purchases?
Delta-Air.com.
Thanks.
You got it.
And, Joe, where can I get up-to-the-minute flight arrival and departure schedules?
Delta-Air.com.
Excellent. Oh, and, Joe, where can I get a good pastrami sandwich?
Get away from my desk.
Delta-Air.com. Before you go anywhere, go here.
President Harry Truman started the tradition of sparing at least one turkey from the Thanksgiving table. President Clinton continued that tradition today when a bird named Harry was brought to the White House.
Before I feast on one of the 45 million turkeys who will make the ultimate sacrifice, let me give this one a permanent reprieve.
Before he left to spend Thanksgiving with his family at Camp David, the president made some comments on the next Clinton campaign. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer has that story.
President Clinton hopes his wife's statement that she will run for the New York Senate seat will erase any voter doubts about her intentions. Speaking with reporters, Mr. Clinton acknowledged the New York race will change the First Lady's official White House role.
We'll have to make accommodations. You know, she'll be here and do some things that she might otherwise do, she won't. But I'm excited for her.
In another sign that the political strategy is evolving, the president said he's unsure about his own role in the Hillary Clinton campaign. For now, he's ready to offer advice and leave the campaigning to her. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Getting married?
Why spend a fortune on a dress you'll only use once? You can find the previously owned wedding dress of your dreams on my website, notsonewweddingdresses.com.
These days, you can buy anything on the web. But who are you buying it from? At VitaminShop.com, you get 18,000 products, 400 brands, and over 20 years experience you can trust. VitaminShop.com. How healthy do you want to be? AOL keyword, VitaminShop, spelled S-H-O-P-P-E.
When you buy an 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum cleaner, you can breathe a lot easier. Hi, I'm David Oreck. My Oreck XL actually cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Our hypoallergenic filtration system traps airborne allergy-producing particles. Conventional vacuum cleaners actually spew dust back into the air. Call 1-800-989-4200 for a 15-day home trial. You also get my portable vac free. Call 1-800-989-4200.
Technology investors have something to be thankful for. The NASDAQ jumped 77 points today to close at 3420. The Dow was up 12.5 points to 11,008. Bill Gray has gloating rights. He's the Colorado State University professor who predicted an active Atlantic hurricane season. His forecast turned out to be very accurate. So what about next year?
We see that a few of the favorable climate signals for storms this year will likely not be there for next year. So we don't think next year will be quite as active as this year.
The current hurricane season officially ends next Tuesday, November 30th. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday, November 24th, 1999. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.